B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico.
How are you?
Tony, it's been a long time since I've heard from you, Tony.
Well, you know, I've been busy with the restaurant and such. Now, listen.
What?
You had my mouth watering when you were talking about this wonderful invention. What do you call the turducken?
Turducken.
The turd hen, whatever it is. It had my mouth absolutely watering, my tongue on the floor.
Well, let me ask, Tony, you've been in the restaurant business a long time. How many years you been in the restaurant business?
I've been in the restaurant business better part of my adult life, and put, you know, 55, 60 years.
Now, have you yourself... I mean, you were saying how your mouth was watering with this turducken. Have you ever had turducken before? I mean, you've probably eaten at some of the more famous restaurants in the world.
Well, you know I have, but I'm very interested in learning about the turducken.
Turducken.
Right.
Then again, if you've been listening and I guess making your mouth water, Cajun dish, Tony. A Cajun dish. That's a chicken stuffed in a duck, stuffed in a turkey. You can also add another one, the Cornish game hen. You have a sausage stuffing that's between the turkey and the duck, and a cornbread oyster stuffing between the duck and the chicken. You know what I'm saying? Your mouth is watering with this thing.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Now,
and it's funny because I was thinking about it. I'd like to figure out how to do that because, you know, how to always, his phrase has been going through my mind. It's a funny story. I'll tell you why.
Why?
You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's so true, Tony.
It's funny to me now. It wasn't funny at the time. Last week, I had the tornado in the shop. So I had to take the Leitran.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get to Costco to buy some napkins.
For the business.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so I get on the bus at the usual spot.
Yeah.
And somehow I end up in what a place they call a Weeky Watchy.
Weeky Watchy?
Right.
What the water ski place?
Right.
Weeky Watchy?
Somewhere up in North Florida.
Yeah, that's it. What are you doing on a Leitran bus and wind up in Weeky Watchy?
Well, it turned out it wasn't the Leitran bus. When I get off the bus there... A lot of elderly people on the bus. I get off and on the bus in big letters it says, "Old dogs do tricks." And I've been friggin' Weeky Watchy. I just try to get to Costco and buy some napkins for the business.
Uh-huh.
And I try to explain this to the gentleman with the bus, and then they tell me to just relax and enjoy myself.
Didn't you figure after 3 hours, four hours on the bus that there might have been a problem?
Every time I would mention anything to anyone, they'd tell me that everything was fine and to just relax. I had some lovely conversations and saw a lot of pictures of 40-year-old grandchildren.
It was disturbing to you, wasn't it?
Well, very disturbing. And I try to tell the people, and they tell me just relax. But it turned into actually a lovely day. I didn't know mermaids was real.
They're not real. They're women in outfits.
Well, I see them.
All right. Hey, I got to ask you something. We're talking about this turducken stuff, and it's making your mouth water, I know.
Right.
But I am fearful. It says in the recipe that all three or four birds, if you're going to use them, must be boned. They got to be boned. And for the average person, the person in their home that wants to do this, is a chore. This is a chore to bone,
right.
To bone at least four of these birds, and then I guess you got to slip in the sausage. And
that it would definitely be a chore for a layman. But for somebody who has spent 55, 60 years in the restaurant business, it's nothing at all.
So you know how to do this?
I know exactly how to do this. Dad, if I told you how well I know how to do this, I boned my first one at the age of 10. The babysitter helped me out.
At the age of 10, you boned
one. The age of 10 was the first time I boned one. And let me tell you, I boned it good. It was so juicy, it was almost dripping. Dripping with natural juices. And I was but a lad of 10.
How many would you say you've boned over your many years?
Well, being in the restaurant business, you want to take them all into account. You know, the big ones, fat ones, skinny ones.
Sure.
All different varieties. I had to bone in the neighborhood of at least 500 to 700.
Really?
Conservatively.
And all here, either in New Jersey or Florida, you've boned?
I bone them all over the world. I remember one in particular, back in the service, that I boned one right there at the DMZ in Career.
You boned one in the DMZ in Korea?
I boned an Asian one there. They got them there, you know.
I guess so. If you're in Korea, they're Asian.
They taste a little different.
They do?
But they're all good.
What do they taste like?
They're all good.
What's an Asian one taste like?
Just a little more gamey than what we used to hear. Not like the good, you know, wholesome white meat. A little darker. But not too dark to enjoy, for, you know, spice things up a little bit.
Sure. So you've boned it. So if Haney or I wanted to go and prepare a turducken, can I go and get the supply? Can I go and get the turkey? Can I go get the duck? And I can bring it over to Cape Crepe and Chowder, and you'll bone it for me?
I would be pleased to do that. You know, I don't want to advertise to the general public or anything. I do that this time of year for, you know, a lot of my friends are getting up there in years.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of times they can't bone it themselves.
So they call you.
You know, they can't. And they don't get around so good. They can't get up here, you know.
Right.
And so they'll send their wives over and I'll just bone it for them. It makes for a nice Thanksgiving for everybody. I just bone it for them, and I send them right back home.
Now, if you're familiar with this turducken, after you bone it...
And as far as anybody coming over to the house for dinner, as far as they're concerned, you know, it's my friend that boned it.
Right, right. And what about the sausage that goes into this thing?
Well, you just got to be careful. And you're on the right track, but the first thing is, if you don't know how to bone it, find somebody that does.
Right.
Because when you get to that next step is slipping it to sausage.
Right.
Then you got to be very careful that you don't damage. Do you know what I mean? You
right.
don't want any rips or tears or anything like
right.
that. Because then let me tell you, the party's over.
If you rip and tear it while you're boning it.
Right. It's what we call tickling the turkey.
And then you put the sausage in.
Right.
Particular type of sausage that is used for this?
Well, I know them Cajuns. They like to use that spicy crap.
Yeah, what do you like?
I just like a good, wholesome sausage. It's a nice, solid sausage. Nothing fancy.
So
you don't want to get carried away.
You bone it. Then you slip in the sausage.
Right.
Okay. And I can bring it over anytime.
Anytime. I would be, Stan, let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
I would be honored to tickle your turkey for you.
That's you're a great man, Tony.
Hey.
Great man. You've boned them all over the world. You've boned
them all over the world.
Since the age of 10.
And age of 10 learned from the babysitter.
What life
what
experience.
A magical time that was.
Oh, I bet it was. Let me also, before I let you go,
right.
I know that Thanksgiving is coming up. I know the restaurant. What do we got for Thanksgiving? What do we got for the specials up there at Cape Crepe and Chowder?
Stan, we'll be open normal business hours on Wednesday and Friday.
On Wednesday and Friday?
Wednesday and Friday, we'll normal business hours.
Okay.
But we're not doing a Thanksgiving this year.
You're not doing a Thanksgiving this year?
No.
Last year, Dom, your brother, had all the pumpkin pies. You had pumpkin pie specials. You had a turkey dinner, all the trimmings, and a slice of pumpkin pie. All the leftover pumpkins that you had from Halloween.
Can I speak frankly to you?
Yeah.
After we did all that last year, we found out, quite frankly, that the interest was not there.
There, what, nobody came for the traditional Tony turkey dinner with a slice of pumpkin pie?
Right.
So, yeah, you, just regular menu items on Wednesday and Friday?
Right. But, Stan, you want me to tickle the turkey for you?
Yes, I would.
Could you bring me the recipe for that turd hen?
Do you want the recipe for
the recipe for the turd hen?
It's turducken, Tony. Not turd hen.
I thought it was turkey, duck, and Cornish game hen. Turd hen.
It's turkey, chicken, duck, and if you want to add a Cornish game hen, you can.
All right.
I'll get it to you.
Will you bring me the recipe for the turd hen?
Yeah, yes, I will. And then I will bring you my turkey and...
You'll get turd hen, turdicum, whatever it is.
Right, and then you can bone it.
Oh, you bet. You bet you I'll bone it. I'll tickle that turkey till it turns pink.
Hey, have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
Hey, all right.
All right, Tony!
Okay.
All right!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light you. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
Gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody,
What are you yanking on, Dave?
Jesus, here.
Is it all right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little short in it.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. As you can hear, intruding Dave the Waterman today.
Yeah.
He came by because he's got nothing to do, so he's sitting on that duff. I do have to address something with
you. All right. What have I done?
I think you're creating a problem.
Why?
He did good last night.
No, and this has to do with that. You're creating a problem.
Okay.
Now, Dave came in all happy, and I knew this was happening last night out in the parking lot. But Dave came in today for no reason in particular. But he came in today, and he said, "Oh, man, it was great last night. It was great." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I stopped off at a particular barbecue joint and brought Haney some barbecue."
Well, what a great job.
Cooking, man.
And he said, I stopped by Haney's place, and he just loved the barbecue that I brought him. And I said, "That's great."
Didn't you?
Because I know you.
Absolutely.
Because I know you had an appearance remote.
Yeah,
you
sure
had
did.
To drive the truck for another station.
Yeah.
You know what, Dave?
Yeah, bud.
A lot of times I don't express myself. I did say thank you.
Yeah,
that
man,
I really enjoyed
it. You were stoked,
yeah, and
man.
You kind of shrugged it off, and I said, "Forget I even said it."
But the best way I can communicate to you how much I enjoyed it is through music.
Awesome.
And this is how much I enjoyed it, Dave. And I think you'll know what I mean.
Okay.
Other people might not. This is how much I enjoyed it. Right here.
Yep. Now, you brought him. You did good.
Thank you.
Now, what you didn't do, or what you neglected to tell him.
One item.
Stop. Well, I'm not even going to get into the Brunswick stew. That's...
Oh, come on.
But, no, that's not what I'm
that's
concerned about.
That's what I thought about. He was
going to
say.
No,
I mean, that would have really taken it over the top.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I love Brunswick
stew. I guess a day or two earlier...
Yeah.
You had left some food at Haney's house, and he didn't know about it.
Yeah, man.
And Stan, what happened is
man.
He told me that he needed to stay at my place over the weekend because they had him so busy.
And then it lightened up.
Oh, it did. A few things dropped off.
Yeah, that's what happens, Stan.
And so when I roll out of bed about 7 at night.
Yeah, I said, geez.
I go, "Well, Dave's not here, so whatever." And I ended up, I was kind of pissed off because, I had some really bad leftovers on Saturday night, and then by Sunday night, it's like, just throw in a couple of little frozen burgers.
Well, he evidently left stuff, and it went bad. So
Dave went out of his way to make sure that I had fresh food.
I figured you'd check, man. But
see, I'm not in the interest in the details of this. I'm interested in what you did, which is causing the trouble.
No, it's not.
So he goes and takes the food out of the microwave that's turned.
Yeah.
He comes to the radio station with the food that he removed that was old from your microwave that
you didn't
know about.
That was supposed to be like 2 days worth of food for me.
He comes up to the back with the truck, lights are shining in the woods over by the dumpster. Not one, not his friend raccoon, a dumpster full of raccoons.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Feeds them.
Hell he's out back last night with huge coons.
Yeah.
And he's feeding them, and he's talking to them.
Massive amounts of
you're,
them
you're
hanging out.
Basically saying, come to the
welcome.
Radio station.
Yeah.
Do you know they'll get up in the roof?
What am I supposed to do with all of that extra barbecue that
and
I
you
had?
You feed it to the coons.
Yeah, and then the coons will process it and turn it into fertilizer for plants. It's
right.
The miracle of life.
How do you figure that's a miracle of life? They're going to come around. He's telling me, this is like the big hotel for them now.
Yeah.
They got
they love
luxury
it.
Living now. Yeah, and you know what they're
going to
do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to get up in the
ceiling.
They're
definitely going to, if they're not already in that couch.
Yeah, they're nesting. They're putting a litter down
it's
there. They're
going to
get up in the building.
So no, they're not. They're going to stay over where the food's at.
Can I tell you something?
Now,
I can't.
Would rats,
they had that garlic bread.
Would rats live side by side, or would they avoid raccoons?
They would avoid the raccoon.
I'd rather have the raccoon.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Than a rat?
Okay, I got to
Stan,
tell
I'm not talking about my house. It's just here.
You don't want it here. Let me explain something.
Because I don't like the rats.
You get a raccoon up there, they will tear it up. A rat will nest and urinate and stink up the place.
Yeah, just look at the ceiling tiles. Yeah.
A coon up there will tear it up. They will make big holes up there so that they can have their escape routes. They will tear up the insulation.
Just a little remodeling.
Remodel!
For their convenience.
And you're out there feeding. And you know what they are?
Bro.
Rabies carriers.
I know.
A rat doesn't carry rabies.
I beg to differ.
You want to make a bet?
I don't know. Rats carry the plague.
Rats carry the plague. Yes, they do. Well, the fleas on them do. Here's a little tip for everybody. Your bucktooth varmints, your mices, your rodents, your chipmunks, your woodchucks, all these types of are not rodent or rabies carriers. Your bats, which aren't rodents, your coons, which aren't rodents,
dogs,
they'll carry rabies. Your bucktooth varmint friends. Are not rabies carriers.
But they carry lots of other things.
Like the plague.
Yep. Like there's a little New Mexico titmouse that'll kill you dead because it's just full of breeding bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Well, but see, same thing. A possum, which isn't a rodent, they bite you, you'll probably die because of the bacteria in their mouths.
And they got huge teeth. I mean, they've got like the teeth of a friggin' lion, and you'd never know it.
So you're out there. Come here, kitten.
Yeah.
We have another.
Have some green beans.
What did they like the best?
Oh, the pulled pork. Yeah, they don't like the sliced pork. They like the pulled pork in a pile. And then you take it off the bun and you stick it on the concrete.
They'll come right down. Well, practically like eat out of food. Your hand.
Yeah.
Or eat right
and
out of your hand.
And then you set the bun to the side, and then I opened up green beans, baked beans, macaroni and cheese.
Is there anything they didn't like?
No, they were scarfing, man. They were making all kind of crazy noises.
They even eat that macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
I told you never to get that again.
I know, man, but
I they liked
did.
It, huh?
They loved it.
Yeah, they're not going to go and be picky about it.
No.
What did you do? Food swap with them? Get a little food in your mouth and swap it over to them?
I've told you. All raccoons are doing right now, they're on a charm offensive. Because they're trying to get to the same level as cats and dogs.
They won't.
Where people go, oh, raccoons are smart enough to be around us. They amuse us.
They'll turn on you, too.
Yeah, but so will a Doberman.
Had a, when I lived up in Connecticut, had...
You're sitting here going, oh, it'll turn on you. What kind of cat you got?
Well, it turned...
It would never turn on you, would it?
But raccoons, they had them. They used to raise raccoons, the bear family, up in Canton. And they had raccoons. They'd have them on leashes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know
who
what?
Who was it?
Didn't
Silent Cal have one in the White House?
They had it. They had to get rid of them.
Why?
They turned on. At a certain age, they always have the instinct, the wild instinct.
Hmm.
And they're nice when they're little babies. And when they get older, they'll turn on you.
Didn't Silent Cal have one in the White House?
I don't know about Silent Cal.
Because there has been a raccoon as a pet in the White House.
Yeah, until it wasn't. Because it turned on you.
You know what the problem is?
Come on, man.
It's because they're in their own animal kingdom.
It's true.
You can't side breed them with anything to breed the wild out of them.
No, they're their own deal. Like a bear.
Because, you got your wolves, dogs, coyotes, and various other wild dogs. See, they can get the tamest ones and breed it out of them. But there's only a raccoon is its own thing. There's
raccoon's
nothing else like it.
So I hope
it doesn't crossbreed with anything.
Dave.
All right, man. Well,
we'll take a break.
I know they love barbecue.
They sure do.
Especially pulled pork.
Yeah, that's love about 24 pork. Hours, 48 hours
old. If they eat that macaroni and cheese, that worries me.
Yeah, they're bloated.
Yeah, and especially the droppings. We'll be back.
Well, Stan and only Haney. God can make a tree.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up in about 1 hour. We will be joined by attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, lawyer, Esquire. And this is the last chance you're going to have to speak with him before Thanksgiving. And you may need to cover a few bases.
And, you know, we were talking to Mike last week. And ask yourself, how many other attorneys would come in here live willing to take on
any question? Yep.
And he can answer the vast majority of them, which most lawyers can't.
Correct. Now, you got Thanksgiving coming up. Rest assured, there's going to be a problem. You may have a squabble that escalates. You may have a relative or friend that what might imbibe a little too much. What do you do? He also deals with criminal, DUI, civil, veterans. This is your chance. If you want to get your question in right now, you can text us right now on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Get your question in. He'll be live in studio if you want to call him as well.
I'm looking at our monitor.
Yeah.
Is Trump having a rally at the hockey rink in Sunrise?
Yep. He's going to be at the BB&T Center right where the Panthers play.
When's he going to be there?
Today.
Because there's already a ton of people there.
Yes, he will sell that place out.
Because usually he doesn't go on until like 7 or 7:30,
he's pardoning the turkey. He just pardoned the turkey. Now he's going to fly here.
Because we're seeing live pictures of
they're lining up.
The hockey rink, and people are already there.
It don't matter. You know that when you went and saw them, people were there for hours.
Hours and hours.
You get there,
and
people wait in line 8 hours.
That, when we sent Dave to the one here in town, it changed you.
Yeah.
You said it was like nothing you've ever
felt. The energy.
Yeah.
And
he does that, and they'll sell out down there.
The pride of being an American, like I did.
Well, you know, then again, I believe in being fashionably late and to be in line when it's not even 3
Here's
o'clock.
Here's how this works. Because when he did the rally up here, not when he was running, but when he was president and he did the rally, you get tickets online. So you're hearing that the President Trump's coming and you go and say, oh, I'm going to go online and get the tickets. They'll get that. You can print up your tickets, but it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to get in. They'll only allow a first come, first serve, and then the rest are left standing outside. So, even though you, I've got the thing I can get in to see the president, doesn't mean you're getting in there.
God, wouldn't it be awesome if he came here one day?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Closest thing we had in the building was Jeb Bush.
And that was a disappointment.
Yeah. Very weak handshake.
I was surprised he was ever elected governor.
When we had him in here was after he lost to Lawton Giles.
Yep.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. So, by the way, Chinopoulos in about an hour. Get your questions in via the Absolute Law text liner. You can ask him when he's in here. Last chance before the holiday. You're going to need him. I got a feeling you may need him. Speaking of the holidays, I don't know about anybody else, but this is how I'm doing it for the holidays.
Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. When I go shopping and can't find a thing, gift cards are always my favorite things. When the dog barks, he gets a gift card for that PetSmart place. Gift cards are perfect for so many things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Oh, yeah. It all started with the honey-baked ham. Now things have really changed.
If you love honey-baked hams, you're going to love sugar-baked ham. This holiday season, cut to the chase. Just like you do with your coffee drinks, your juice drinks, your favorite foods, and, Well, everything. Hams covered in sugary syrup, twice as sweet as honey, and two times more popular on the dinner table this holiday.
Hey, Mom, great ham.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Mmm, sugar-baked hams. Also look for sugar-baked yams. And coming soon, sugar-glazed turkeys.
Sugar ham, sugar ham.
Boy, that guy's busy.
Yeah. Great jingle tip.
Sugar ham. It's almost like one you would have written.
Yep, that's... You know, and I was talking to my wife about this. If I wasn't doing this, what kind of job? I would like to have the job that Darren Stevens had at Tate & McMahon, being in the advertising. Come up with the slogans, the little things. I could come up with stuff.
You know what? I was having the same thought. And you know what I came up with?
What?
Speechwriter.
Speechwriter?
Yeah, because I get very wordy.
Yes, you do.
Especially with the written word.
Yep. Just, you know, come up with a slogan. Your job, you guys, start to pick any product. Your job is to come up with an ad campaign, a jingle, a little slogan.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know that you can handle it.
Yeah.
This is a product that I really believe in, Stan, that I've used for years.
Yeah.
It's called the 32-ounce Styrofoam Cup.
Yep. Oh, you want me to come up with an ad campaign for the
32-ounce
Styrofoam Cup?
Yep.
Okay. Let me think.
Because, you see, it's not too big, it's not too little.
No. It's and it's already the start right there. Just remember, it's not too big, it's not too little, it's a 32 styrofoam cup.
Woo!
Right there.
And then could you add on to the end, cool, cool, cool.
Cool.
Nothing's cooler than styrofoam.
32 months.
You get paid for doing that?
Yeah, you get paid for it, and then you pitch it. To the business.
Well, you know, it was McMahon and Tate.
Yeah.
Maybe we could team up.
Sure. Why not? And do that. And then they buy the big campaign for whatever you thought up. And there's something that's dying. The jingle. The catchy little da-da-da-da jingle.
Do all jingles go da-da-da-da?
No, not necessarily.
What's an example of a jingle that doesn't go da 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 da?
When it says Libby's
on the table,
you will like it on your table.
Wear a dress, hide the mask.
Yep. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times have you as a dad, you catch yourself doing this? You know what? It was appropriate. A woman was filming her husband's first time using the turkey fryer.
Turkey fryer.
The first time using the turkey fryer. And their little daughter was walking outside by the turkey fryer. You know what? It's dangerous over there, and you better learn. Stay away from it, little girl.
Right. First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Get inside right now!
Oh, my God.
Not listening.
Yeah, that's you don't mess around with that, man.
Not listening. You're not.
Right. First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Get inside right now.
Oh, my God.
Get inside there.
Geez, they need to. Kids need to pay attention. They could have died.
Yep. Dave.
Yeah,
I was thinking of you.
Right on.
31-year-old guy, younger than you, a lot younger, in South Carolina, named Aaron Smith, created a new dating app called Singularity.
Do you think you could come up with a jingle for that?
Yes. That a number of women can join. They can join Singularity. But he's the only guy they can choose.
Oh. Hi, I'm Aaron Smith, co-founder and CEO of Singularity, a new dating app for women. Singularity saves you countless hours of swiping by just matching you with me. Swipe right on a profile to like it or hit the green button. swipe left on a profile, or hit the red button to skip it. And hit the black hole button to emit a blood-curdling scream when you realize what life has become. Go find the Aaron Smith of your dreams. Visit SingularityDating.com from your mobile phone.
See, that's just what we learned. That is that delivery that is not for trucks.
Yep.
It's friendly millennial guy with a ukulele and somebody whistling.
Yep. Very inviting.
Yep.
Non-threatening.
Yep. We don't do that.
No.
We're the monster truck delivery.
Yeah.
Sunday. You may never see this many vehicles in one location ever again. It's pandemonium. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
How many times this happened? Not this bad, though. An argument over who gets to ride shotgun. Passenger side of the car, front seat.
You know what? Because you and I are such big dogs.
Yeah.
I don't ever recall the last time that I was involved in an argument over who rode shotgun.
It was
just known.
Ended with two people being arrested. A 27-year-old guy in Pennsylvania went to pick up his sister and his girlfriend. She was in the passenger seat. The sister wanted to sit there, and someone saw them fighting and decided it's time to call the cops. Shotgun.
There was altercation going on in the car. Over, so who was going to sit in the front seat? Girl was hanging out of the car. Got a big curb there, 2-foot curb. The girl's head was out. So I drew my weapon. I got him calmed down for a second, told him to get up against the car. As soon as he seen me pull my weapon down, he attacked me again. So I picked him up, threw him into the grass. I was trying to get my handcuffs on when the other girl came over. She tried to start attacking me. At this time, I was yelling for backup, and some of the guys are starting to show up. Could have flipped the coin over, and now we have people who could have got killed.
Over who rides shotgun.
Well, you got to maintain your social status. Because once you give up shotgun, you never get it back.
That's true. Country singer Sam Hunt got himself a DUI arrest a couple weeks ago. He was good and boozed up, apparently driving the wrong way down a road. And the Tennessean got a hold of the 911 calls. There wasn't one 911 call. There wasn't two 911 calls. At least three 911 calls came in because Sam Hunt was driving drunk the wrong way.
Metro Nashville Police, Fire, and Medical.
Hi, I'm just calling because I was driving on 31 East, and there's a car going the wrong direction on the highway. There was like a black SUV. It was driving like there was nothing wrong, and it almost hit me head on. Like,
you've got a vehicle running southbound and northbound lanes on Ellington Parkway.
Okay. I think somebody else
They're
called
south
about
of Park.
It. Okay. Don't follow it or anything. We said it's an SUV.
Yes, they're like a Nissan Armada or something like that, dark color.
And they're actually on Ellington North, but they're traveling the opposite direction, right?
Yes, sir, in the fast lane.
Okay.
911.
I'm on Ellington Parkway going south, and it's an SUV on the wrong side of the Bradley Parkway. It's going south.
So it's heading southbound and then on the north side of traffic?
Correct.
Yep. So he was going in a straight line on the wrong side of multiple roads.
Yes. Driving right up there, right, Dave? You know that.
Probably thought he was doing good.
Yep.
Yep. Piece of cake.
Yep. Handling myself quite nicely out here.
10-2. Nobody's the wiser.
Yes, I'd like to report Sam Hunt's driving the wrong way down the road.
Yeah, I believe Sam Hunt's going down there on Eddie.
347 pounds. 347 pounds. Tampa Bay Bucks defensive tackle Vita Vea set the NFL record for the heaviest guy to score a touchdown.
Second and goal from the one. Play fake to Barber and the pass. Touchdown! Vita Vea, the defensive lineman, who was lined up in the backfield as a blocker and went out and caught the touchdown pass. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers add to their lead with 40 seconds remaining in the half.
How about Vita Vea lined up right here in the backfield? Now watch him slip. He's going to slip Campbell like he's going to block him. Slip and go ahead, big guy. You're slippery at 350. Wrap that thing up and score. Vita Vea,
move.
I love it with the
yeah,
big guys.
Yeah, he can at 347 Ooh. Pounds. Why do I always thought that Refrigerator Perry, when he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, was bigger than that guy? That guy looks like he's in shape. Refrigerator Perry was rolling ball of goo.
I want to say he was 322, but a lot of him was gut fat.
Yeah. I guess the previous record was held by Dontari Poe.
Who's still active?
2015, he was 346 pounds, and he set the record in 2015.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. That's like a fart away.
Yeah, 1 pound, according to the stat sheet. And yeah, one good gasser.
Yep.
And you're within the limit.
But that guy, you look at the replay of that. That ain't a joke. That's an athlete.
That's an athlete. That guy looks, he doesn't look disproportionate. He looks in shape and he moves. Refrigerator Perry could barely walk.
He could hit people hard.
Yes.
That was like his deal. He could hit people. And they'd bring him in as a fullback for Peyton. And eventually they thought, well, why the hell not? Just give him the ball. Nobody's going to bring him down.
And here's a little Super Bowl trivia about that. Walter Payton, sweetness, did not score a touchdown in that Super Bowl game, yet Refrigerator Perry did.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy Ridley, she's going to be in the new Star Wars movie. Stars in it.
Is she the Skywalker
yes,
gal?
Yes, Rise of Skywalker. She was on the Tonight Show last night. And decided,
why does everything's got to be females and minorities
now? That's different now. She was on the Tonight Show last night and did a recap of Star Wars in her rap. A Star Wars rap.
Oh, that's just what we need.
Said a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, a guy named Vader tried to kidnap a rebel princess, Leia. So she employed a droid to record her a quick note. She said, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Go! Hyperspace Zoom! Set up some battle plans in an R2. C-3PO saying they're doomed until they're bought by a farmer named Luke. Hey! His force is strong. Obi-Wan hasn't heard that name in long. Solo shoots first. Don't say that I'm wrong. It took him 12 parsecs, but his castle wrong. Well, sure. Chewie was charting the course. Luke learned the way of the Force. Blew up the Death Star. He had no remorse. He got a medal. He's ready for more. Strike back. Rebels on Hoth are attacked. Yoda shows up and talks back. Words battle with Boba Fett. Put up a fight. Hank got frozen cover night. Burr. Wasn't the plan. Suddenly Luke is in.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. We've got that. I was just looking at Refrigerator. He looks bigger.
Well, he's fatter.
Yeah.
And it's loose.
Yeah. I mean, look at him. I mean,
see,
that's a big dude.
Perry is overweight.
Yes.
Now, the guy from Tampa...
is not. He's in shape.
He may be 347 pounds, but it's proportional. He's very tall.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by
Look
the Peter
Look at that got on the fridge.
Yep. Now, when we come back...
Even compare the fridge to his brother. His brother was more in shape.
Yeah, well, the fridge was a mess.
What, nobody remembers Michael Dean now?
Remember Ditka telling him, if you don't go and lose weight, you're going to be sorry the rest of your life.
And he was.
Yep. When we come back...
Whatever happened to the fridge?
I think he might have died. Or he had a stroke or something. Something happened to Refrigerator Perry.
Some malady of some sort.
Yeah, he's not out. Remember he did the celebrity boxing and all that?
Boy, that was a fun time, though.
It sure was.
And only the Dolphins beat him. That was perfect.
We're going to have something from Stan's local beat, a good one. Also, when we come back, I'm going to quiz Dave... Mm-hmm. a survey was done. What would people do for $1 billion?
Yeah.
You tell me yes or no.
I think the fridge is alive.
Okay, good. I see him wheelchair bound.
Oh.
In 2008, he was diagnosed with chronic inflammation. Lost more than 100 pounds. But then rebounded back up to 330.
Yeah.
ESPN cited his ongoing health and drinking problems and his weight up to 400. In January of 2016, Perry, weighing more than 425 pounds, checked himself into the hospital to receive treatment for diabetes.
Yep.
Confined to a wheelchair, yep. Perry revealed he had no feeling in his feet and was in danger of having his leg amputated.
Ditka warned him. Ditka warned him.
As of October 29th, 2014, Perry has been confined to his late father's home. Michael Dean Perry, his younger brother, is his guardian and conservator yep. for his affairs.
Not good.
Oh, man, that's...
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Sharpen up, Dave. What would you do for $1 billion?
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
We're going to pee on you.
No, this has got to be removed.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Right after the holiday, I'm sitting in with Rick Peterson and getting that stuff taken out. I'm going to go. Nobody wants to pee on anybody unless you got some kind of sick kink. Unless you're Dave.
Hey, man. I don't pee on nobody.
277-9600. If you want to talk to us, Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be in here in about 25 minutes. You can get your question in right now for Mike on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Or if you'd like to wait for him in studio and talk to him one-on-one, you can do that as well. He's going to be here in about another 25 minutes or so to take your questions. And you might need him since Thanksgiving is later on this week and you got people over. And it's going to be a trouble.
And, you know, I sense it. You know, I really think you're on to something.
What?
With this second career of yours as being a jingle writer.
Well, if I'm not doing this, I'd like to be not necessarily a jingle writer, although that would be part of it, just to come up with a campaign. And I think the jingle is a dying form of advertising.
But very powerful, Stan.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you. Let me give you just an example of the power of a properly done jingle.
All right. Roll them.
Remember this one. There's barking at the kitchen, yelling in the hall, ringing at the doorbell, pounding on the wall. Kids out of sight and kids in the way. No time to cook on this hectic day. Come on.
He wrote all these.
He did.
Barry Manilow was a jingle master.
If you did half as good.
Yep.
How can we forget? Whenever you're driving and wherever you're bound, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah.
Yep. He sat behind his piano and wrote these.
And cashed the checks.
And cashed the checks.
Give your face something to smile about. Give your face something to smile about with Friday.
Paper that's disgusting. Get rid of those pimples. Band-Aid stuck on me. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand. Cause Band-Aid stuck on me.
I got the Band-Aid.
It's not a cola, it's cola by the straw. So drink Dr. Pepper, the joy of every boy and girl.
Yeah.
It's the most original soft drink ever in the whole wide world. Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper. Join the thirsty people.
Yeah!
Feeling free, feeling free.
Remember when drinking Pepsi was a cult?
Yep.
I got out.
All across the nation, it's a Pepsi
generation.
It's a day, it's a day, feeling free. So much life to be lived.
So much life to be lived.
So much reason to try. And when you feel it, you'll get...
You can't get it on television.
Oh, no, a certain feeling inside.
It's a Republic today.
The jingle. He wrote a lot of them. And you're right. Cashing a check. You can, if you can get a jingle done. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Why?
All right. I want to ask you this.
Yeah, dude.
I want to, Handy, can I have a little quiz music? Well, survey music. Well, something underneath that.
Yeah, let me work on that.
All right. Got this in front of me. Surveyed 100,000 people recently and asked, would you eat this for $1 billion? I have the top 10 questions and the results. Would you eat this for $1 billion? I'm going to ask you these questions and I'll see if you're in the majority or the minority.
All right, let's do it.
10 questions that were asked of them. I guess there were a bunch more. But these are 100,000 people. Would you eat this for $1 billion?
Yeah, look, it's a billion, man.
I'd eat a lot of stuff for $1 billion.
You would?
Yeah. Now, here we go. Dave.
Yeah.
Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten? For $1 billion. A whole raw chicken for $1 billion. Whole raw that's rotten. First of all, I think that could kill you.
Yeah, I would have, you know. But yeah, I'd probably try it.
27% would do it for $1 billion.
Yeah, I'd try it.
Dave, would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the bowl.
Oh, easy.
Right after something really disgusting got flushed.
Absolutely, no problem.
So you got a bowl full. It's flush.
Yeah, I don't
and
care.
Then you drink the
drink
the,
whatever. Yeah,
for
no
$1 billion.
Yes, all day.
44% said they do that. Eat a large bowl, almost like chips, almost like a snack, almost like a pretzel, a bowl of pretzels. Would you eat a bowl of freshly clipped toenails?
Absolutely.
Just you eat them like peanuts.
It's stinky
like peanuts.
Yeah, no problem.
Only 27% would do that for $1 billion.
But you're talking about Dave.
Yeah. I think for $1 billion, I'd do it, but I'd want the freshly clipped toenails, you know, clipped up small.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Give me some chunky
ones. Yeah, because you're getting $1 billion, you could have yourself rush the emergency
room.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
On a jet.
Yep.
Yeah. Stomach pump, you're good,
yep,
man.
Dave, would you eat a plate of spaghetti with lots of, almost like grated Parmesan cheese all over the... Would you eat a plate of spaghetti with lots of dandruff sprinkled on it?
Oh, no problem, dude.
Just
mix it right in, man. Just mix it right in with the sauce.
56% said, yeah, I'd do that for $1 billion.
It's $1 billion, man.
This stuff is... Dave, would you eat a cupcake made with earwax for $1 billion? Earwax. Rob's earwax.
I do think you're onto something there, Stan. I think it would make a difference
whose
earwax it was.
Yeah.
Rob's earwax? Yeah.
Very small number. Only 10% would do
it. It's a cupcake, man.
For $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
I don't think
cupcake.
These people understand what $1 billion is.
I know. Sign me up for all of it.
Dave, would you drink a gallon of blood?
Poof.
And it does not specify human
what kind of
or
blood?
Animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you drink a gallon of blood?
Again, you can afford to get the best of care immediately after.
Yeah,
drink
you
a gallon
know,
of blood.
I would try it. There's no doubt. I would
try
go for
it. You got to do it.
The
whole gallon or you don't get the money.
Yeah.
Dave,
it's
here's
a gallon of blood,
think about
man.
It. If you try and fail,
you don't get the bill.
You don't get the medical care.
I know.
Nor do you don't get the medical care, and you could be halfway in it, and it means that you don't get the money.
So if you do it, you got to commit and finish it so you can go to the hospital
so
and they can
honestly,
keep me from dying.
You have to honestly ask. I probably couldn't do that. I don't think.
I don't know.
No, I don't
That's
think anybody
tough.
Can humanly
no,
drink
no,
a gallon of blood.
But Dave.
Yeah.
You can't
even
eat,
drink a gallon of milk.
You can't eat an egg out of a jar.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But that's $1 billion, man.
Yeah. You finish that for a 20?
Nope.
I got a $20 bill
that's
on me.
That's all right. Nope. Good to go.
Would you, for $1 billion, eat a very large live rat? Eat it.
No, I can't
would,
eat
would
a rat.
The would the rat be somehow bound?
Yeah, it's large and it's live, and you'd have to eat it.
I'd have to, eat
but
it,
he would be
it.
Able to eat it.
Yeah,
it would be restrained.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yes or no?
Have
no
it, like its tiny paws tied down.
Not have to. Yeah, not like, have to worry about a thing again. A
couple little corn cob things stuck in it.
93% wouldn't do it.
No, it'd be alive.
I couldn't do it. I told you I couldn't.
Only
do it.
7%
That's
would.
What I said. No.
Would you, for $1 billion, eat a foot-long sandwich full of live cockroaches?
Duh.
Live cockroaches.
Blah.
Crunchy, legs kicking, foot-long sandwich full of live cockroaches.
No.
I'll go. Just thinking about it. 80% said no. 20% said they would.
Just thinking about it got him.
What is it? I asked you about a spaghetti with dandruff on it, and that's
freaking
nothing.
Live rat
that's
didn't bother him.
Live rat. I go cockroaches.
Cockroaches get me, man.
Why? Because they skitter?
Yeah, they're just, ugh.
This can't humanly be done. So
what
I
is
don't
it
even
about know. Cockroaches, Dave?
I just don't like them, man. I just don't. Yeah. They just stink, and they're filthy creatures.
Yeah. A lot of
why do they get to you that bad? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's got to be something on an emotional level.
I don't know. Maybe something as a kid. I've been traumatized, I guess.
Dave, I don't think this can be done.
You've been traumatized? Did somebody throw cockroaches on you once?
No, no. I've been in a few of friends' apartments and places that oh, my God.
Overridden. I think you tried this and you couldn't do it. And a gallon of year-old expired milk.
Yeah, I tried it.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No.
18% would do it for $1 billion. You can't physically do that. That's the old gag to play on your friends and stuff if you want to go and challenge them to drink a gallon of milk inside an hour.
Yeah, because Dave said he could do it.
You can't do it.
How far did you even get?
I got three quarters of the way
you
through, remember?
You did not.
Yeah, I did. Remember, there was like that
there
much left.
There was still a half a jug left.
Oh, come on.
And it all came up. Last one. This I can't believe
Boy,
they would ask this.
He did turn creamy into chunky quick.
Yep. Yep. Would you eat your pet?
Hell yeah, for $1 billion. Chinese, brother.
13% said they would.
Throw some
eat your pet.
Sauce on that.
You know what my answer to that would be?
What?
Whoever the billionaire is offering the money,
yeah,
I'd let him set it up, and then I'd maim them and give Dave the billion and horribly disfigure the billionaire, because what kind of person are you to do that to somebody who doesn't have means?
Yep. That's a good point. And even to write questions like those.
It's sick.
Yeah, disgusting. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary down in Naples.
Hey, Gary.
I got a question for Haney.
Yeah.
Now, you guys on the Wayback Machine yesterday, you played some Stray Cats.
Yeah.
And Brian Sensor, I know he plays a Sensor. Great guitar.
Brian Sensor.
Yep.
Well, whatever his name
Sensor.
Is, right?
Sensor.
But is he playing a Tennessean or is he playing a country gentleman Gretsch?
I think he's played any guitar that he wants to.
Yeah, but every time I see him, he's got that big Gretsch hanging around his neck, and I don't know if it's got the plaque up on the top.
I don't know. I know that he is a master and knows how to get the most out of a hollow body.
Yeah, he sure does. I got a 57 Gretsch hollow body.
God bless you.
And as I think I pointed out yesterday during the Wayback Machine, you know, you listen to Slim Jim Phantom on that upright bass. He was really doing a number on it.
Yeah, he could really keep it moving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gary.
Happy Thanksgiving, boy.
Thank you, buddy. We got to take a break. Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be in the studio. Family Law.
Boy, you're really getting that keyboard, Stan.
Yeah, man. Slapping at those ivories. Family law. Criminal. DUI. You got a neighbor that's driving you nuts. Landlord that's driving you nuts. Family member that's driving you nuts. Kids for the holidays. That's why Mike Chiannopoulos comes in from Absolute Law. If you'd like to talk to Mike, 277-9600 or on the Absolute Law text line 239-277. 9600. He's next. Get your questions in. Last chance before Thanksgiving. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Sizzle and hizzle and drizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Yeah.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your motherfucking
easy snooper.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. If you want to talk to Mike right now, 277-9600. Or you can text your question to Mike on the Absolute Law text line. Just throw an area code and text like you normally would. 239-277-9600. Mike, welcome.
Hey, guys.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well.
Before we get to our texts and our calls, I have a question. I think I asked you this last year, but a lot of people are going to be having a family over for Thanksgiving, friends that are going to be stopping by. A lot of people may have a household of people, and they'll be imbibing. What is the, for somebody, you might have a husband and wife hosting Thanksgiving, what are their legal obligations when they go?
Hypothetically.
When, because I remember as a kid, the old man would always say, you're finished up, great meal, one more for the road. What is your legal obligation?
You need a roadie with that?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that saying. Anybody who asks somebody, who offers somebody a roadie leaving their house today is, oh my gosh, that's foolish. Please don't ever do that. I get it 25 years ago, but please
but
don't
ever do that
today.
But if somebody leaves your house and they've been drinking, watching the football games, what happens?
All right. I haven't handled one of these cases in Florida, but the general rule of law in the majority of jurisdictions is if I knew that you were already intoxicated, yet I continued to give you alcohol, there may be some host liability on it.
Right.
And then there's a big difference between whether it's me and I had a party and all of my friends over and their families or whatever versus if it's I'm an establishment and part of what I do is sell alcohol. Now there's a big difference between those two situations
right.
And the law changes with the burden of proof and all that stuff. But just as a person, there is some liability. You know, sometimes homeowners insurance will cover it. Sometimes it won't.
What about the idea of individual responsibility?
Some people don't have that.
Yeah, you know, wait a minute. I'm a grown man. I'm over the age of 21. And if I drink too much, aren't I responsible for those consequences?
Yeah, aren't
well,
you?
Well, but, you know, they've got plaintiff's lawyers, and we won't mention any names on the air, but we've got plaintiff's lawyers, some of whom were more concerned about money than good policy, maybe back in the 70s, even some in the 60s, where all the whole legal, the litigation revolution really flourished. And said, gee, you know, here's the problem with that. So now we got a problem with it.
You know what? I don't like it, but we have a new term in America called lawfare.
Yep.
Now, what's lawfare?
Well, it's where you don't really have a specific case, but you just want to make somebody's life hell, and mm-hmm. you tie everything that you possibly can up in court with regard to that person.
Oh, Haney, I've had vicious clients who, after a bitter divorce, one placed a lien against the home of another that person owned with their family. And, oh, my God. And it was not – it was a spurious lien. It did no value. He just filed it, so now they can't sell it without trying to litigate it and get the lien off and say it's a fictitious lien. And, you know, people just doing hateful things.
277-9600.
And they do it under the cover of the law.
Yeah.
Well, and the process to undo it takes 1,000 times longer than the process to do it.
And they know this.
I file a simple thing, and it's $35 or whatever. It's done in 90 seconds. Oh, it's going to take you months to unravel that government tape. Maybe years.
And people know this.
In the meantime, you don't have a clean title against your property. You can't sell it.
And you got somebody that's just going...
Can't get a loan on it either, by the way.
Somebody that's just going about their business, if somebody declares lawfare on them, they'll never know what hit them.
Correct.
277-9600. Let's go to the phones, then we'll go to the Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, who's this?
Dave?
Dave, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, how we doing today, gentlemen?
Hey, Dave, what do you got for us today?
All right. So I recently went to a custody hearing in front of a magistrate.
Okay.
And we...
Don't
at
mention.
50-50
custody. Let me tell you this. Don't mention any names. But in what county was it?
Lee County.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, when we were there, the magistrate said that with any kind of custody agreement, now the state of Florida pursues child support. Is that true?
Yes.
And there's no way to get around that.
Right. It must go through the what's called the SDU or the State Disbursement Unit, or some people refer to it as the CDU, the Central Disbursement Unit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the former is the most correct.
I
but
hate
in any
to
event.
Say anything, but they're some of the worst bookkeepers on the planet.
Well, amen. Amen. So anyway, what happens is everything must get paid through there with a case number. It's a $5.25 transaction fee. So if you pay child support twice a month, because that's when it comes out of your paycheck, it's $10.50. That's against you. If you don't set each payment for $5.25 higher than what's due, you're going to get hit with contempt, and you will get held in contempt. I mean, this is a great system, man. It holds all the good guys accountable and still lets the bad guys slip through. This is perfect. What great government.
Mm.
Amazing.
All right.
Alrighty.
You got anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it.
All right, brother.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
You know, hang on. Haney shook his head at me. You know, and Haney, what you shook your head at is it's a great system of government. Think about it, okay? The guys who keep a job can be garnished and pay through the
right.
STU. And it comes out of their paycheck automatically from the accounting department before that guy ever sees his paycheck. She's guaranteed to get her child support every month. You know what? The guys who keep a job, that punishes, because now they just have to pay an extra $10.50 a month, because you know what? They were going to pay their child support anyway. They didn't quit their job and run.
Mm-hmm.
But the deadbeats that won't pay and quit their job to avoid, you know, this is the law that helps them. I mean, this is what I'm saying. The law that holds the good guys accountable and still yet lets all the bad guys go. I mean, this is craziness.
But who's going to point it out? As Stan has told me, there's nothing I can do about it.
Nothing.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it either.
Absolute law text line.
And that's really depressing to hear.
Mike, I have a question. I do architectural drafting and have contractually have a local architect for a while now. The last couple of jobs I did, I finished them up, and I still haven't been paid for them. We're coming up on 4 months of doing some drafting work for this architect. If I have to, and when I do, what should I file with the courts, and how long should I wait?
Well, you know...
So it's be enough being paid on a job.
Yeah, but is there a written contract? Because I didn't hear that between the two of them.
I contractually have a local architect.
Yeah, that's different than a written contract. So maybe it's written, maybe it's oral. But listen, here's the thing. Anytime you have a contract, no matter what kind it is, okay, if it's not breached yet, then you can't declare it breached. But there's this thing called anticipatory repudiation that I can help you with. And the bottom line is, I would ask him in writing for a letter of protection against the job that you're subbing for. So he has this job to build this complex. He gives you, hey, design this building or whatever you're drafting, right? And he pays you part of the total fee. Ask him for a letter of protection that he guarantees you'll get paid out of that money as soon as the client pays. If he doesn't want to give you that, ooh, I'd start thinking about what this guy's doing for you and against right. you.
Okay. Absolute Law, text line available, 239-277-9600. We'll get to more of those in just a second. But on the phone right now, we have another one for Mike. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Wonderful. I was hoping I could try to squeeze two in real quick. So, Mike, happy day to you, sir. Real quick, I've got a child custody. Well, it's not a custody case. I've got full parental custody. I guess they call it something different now, but I'll have since my daughter was three. She's always been with me. She was spirited away to Indiana for some time. We had to have like an emergency injunction to have her return down here. The bottom line is that the old lady's supposed to be paying child support. She didn't have a job at the time when it was, I don't know what you call it, awarded put when into
was
place.
Set, when the appropriate amount was set.
Yeah, which was $439, and she paid for about 4 months because she was getting money from the government somehow, don't know. But since then, it's been gone. Now, I file on a little bit harder times. I've been to the office down here in Collier County. They say they don't even communicate through email with other states. They use snail mail. They said they've closed the case because there was no way for them to serve
her. Let me stop you right there. I've heard all these facts before. I bet I could fill in the rest of the blanks for you. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. There is the alternative, and that is to hire a private lawyer, whether it's me or somebody else. The problem with that now is you got to pay that person up front and then hope to get your money plus back. And usually, under the circumstances and facts you're giving me, it is not a very good probability that you're going to get your money back, let alone get your money plus back. Okay?
So
it's usually a fool's gamble. It's fool's gold. Yeah, the number's out there. She owes it to you, but it's fool's gold. So be careful.
I agree. I didn't want to hear what I already know I was going to hear. So
now
the other question I had,
hang on, let me just tell you one more thing. It is potentially ethical, depending on what jurisdiction you're talking about in the United States, for a lawyer to avoid the general rule that you can never take a family law on contingency fee. It is possible in some places that they can take collection of past due. child support or alimony, because that's basically debt collection, and they're allowed to take that on a contingency fee. So I don't do that work. I don't know if that's true here, but I would call a local Florida lawyer who does collections and ask if that's true.
So in layman's terms, that's basically saying that he could, on the potential of getting what's owed, do it for free.
Well,
for a percentage of what's recovered.
I mean, well, yeah, no, I meant up front, yeah.
So 40%, okay. if he recovered you $100,000, he'd get $40,000 and you'd get $60,000.
Okay, all and right. If I could just fit one in real, please go ahead. I had been at a job for about 11 years, for various reasons. I'm not employed there anymore, but my boss kept my last check. Now, I've been told several different things. Trying to get a hold of the Better Business Bureau is like trying to get child support out of a woman. So I haven't had any luck there.
All right, so you can do stand-up comedian. Listen, I'll tell you what. Don't go to the Better Business Bureau because they're not going to help you. Go to the Department of Labor. Okay. And tell them what happened, and they'll look into it. It doesn't cost you any money, and sometimes they can help, and sometimes they can't. But once you tell them the facts, they'll at least try to help you, and it's free. That's the best part of it.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen. Love the show, guys.
Thank you, pal. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, I just wanted to clarify something the gentleman said. So she paid him for a few months, but she was getting money from the government to pay her child support.
Well, I mean, I think what happened was she probably had some temporary disability, and she was being paid. She claimed that kid as a dependent, so she was being paid the dependent rate. And then in child support, you're forced to give over that 100% toward child support because you're paid for the kid. Now, once her temporary disability was off, that was off. So she quit paying child support is what it sounds like to me.
I was going to say, I wasn't aware that there were government programs that would have helped me pay my child support.
Well, there's not, Haney, but you could always make one up. Run for senator.
From the Absolute
on
Law
a platform
text line.
Of men's rights.
Mike Chiannopoulos.
We must excise the penis.
No,
tax.
I mean.
I'm sorry, Stan. I'm sorry.
Right.
I couldn't help
the reason that
right.
I always slam that disbursement unit is because sometimes it's not enough to pay him the same thing twice. Sometimes it's got to be three times, and they have the full power of the government behind them, and eventually it all works out.
Listen,
while you're in that hell and they're going, no, you never paid. Okay, I'll pay you again. Oh, well, we don't have any record of that. Are you telling me I got to pay the same thing three times? Well, you, as far as we know, you never paid it to begin with. And then when you pay the same thing three times, then they go, oh, yes, our records indicate that. And, yes, we're keeping it all.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't get any of it back.
No, are
but,
you
but
kidding
they'll
me?
Apply it to future due money.
That's what they
and
do.
You're not going to get it back even if you don't owe any back child support.
Yep.
Even if you paid your
yes.
child support every month.
Yes.
You're still not getting it back.
Exactly.
They'll count it for the next 3 months.
Yep.
Oh, man. Listen, I quickly, and I know we got to go here
but few more here.
I got to tell you that I had a client, and I won't mention which person I represented or anything, but the person ordered to pay alimony didn't pay it. And that person was then ordered to, here's this thing that happens annually, and he gets X amount of money, she gets X amount of money. All the money goes to the one who's owed. And it's in a lump sum, and it's a large amount. It's more than six figures. They apply it wrongly at the SDU, and it's a large chunk of
money. So, they can't be trusted with money like that.
So the person who pays it gets a notice of contempt and a hearing saying, you better show up and show cause why you shouldn't be held in contempt because you were directly ordered to pay this. It came in. We can show it came in, and you didn't pay it, and it's now gone, and, you know, we're – and so he shows up with me, and I say, well, you know, here's the check. Where's the backside of it? We've ordered it. So we come back in a couple of days, show the backside of the check. Well, then we run it down, and everybody stops the heat on the person, you know. And well, guess what? The SDU applied it to somebody else who was owed a large, large.
Oh, my God.
Even though the proper case number and everything was on the check, okay?
Haney said, so, right, they can't be trusted with money.
No. So what do you do then? You say, okay, well, credit it to my guy's account.
We can't
because
do that.
We don't have the money to pay your guy because we paid. Then go get it from the right person. Well, we tried that. that person already spent the money.
Yeah, we
and we can only
them,
make them pay it back 20% of whatever, whatever.
We asked them if they would mind giving us back the money, and they said they minded.
Yeah.
So what do you want us to do?
Oh, my gosh.
And people can think that I'm joking. There is true incompetence there.
Oh, we know firsthand. I haven't told you the end of the story yet,
so
let's save that for another day.
All right.
Well, we'll give them a teaser.
Very quickly.
Oh, man.
Mike, can an executor of a will refuse to pay out an heir? Signed, D.
Typically, no, under general circumstances, but I've seen some wills that say that give that discretion to the personal representative or the executor, executrix, by saying if these conditions happen, it's up to you if you want to continue to pay out or if you want to pay out at all. But in a standard will, the answer is no. In some will that's crafted for that intent, maybe, yeah.
I think it should be straightforward. There should be no executrix.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I bought a house with my boyfriend.
Oh, what
bad
a beauty.
Idea.
We're both on the deed. We're not working out where we do need to get out from under the house and sell it. How do I do this? Do I have him sign off on the deed? The boyfriend didn't put any money into the house purchase. So they're both on the deed. They got to get out of it. How does she get him off the deed and he didn't put anything in on it and they got to sell the house?
Well, he doesn't have to sign off on the deed, and it doesn't matter if he put anything in it or not because he now owns half of that house.
Regardless. He couldn't have put any money down because
right.
he's on the deed.
That's
and
right.
I know this. I'm just being dramatic here because I know the whole cold, hard truth.
Yep.
So they have to sell the house. It doesn't matter because he's on the deed.
Right.
And what they'll do, and keep in mind, deed and mortgage are two different things.
Different instruments. He's not going to be on the mortgage, but he is going to be on the deed.
The deed means
the document that says
yep.
who owns the property. The mortgage is only the document that says who has to pay for the
Correct.
Property.
Correct.
Asset versus debt.
Mike, I want to wish you
a
happy Thanksgiving. I also want to add, things can happen during the holidays.
They can.
Are you available?
Especially DUIs. I would tell everybody first, don't drink and drive. Please. Save yourself the trouble and save yourself your contribution to my boat fare.
And at this point, it's probably not even worth having a beer or a cocktail.
No, I don't think it is.
Not at this time of year because they're looking for it even more intently. But here's the thing. Stan, Haney, there are going to be people who do it regardless of what we encourage.
Yep.
Even though I'm saying don't do it, I'm saying if you do and it becomes a problem, 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453, 239-ASK-MIKE, 24/7, press 6.
You're going to get a hold of them.
You know,
I'll figure out how to get you a bond and do what needs to be, if we can get one and do what needs to be done to get you out of there.
You know, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about things and you said 25 years ago, it just seems like the threshold for getting into serious trouble is a lot less than it used to be.
Oh, my goodness. Especially with drinking and driving 25 years ago. We'd ride in the back of our dad's pickup and him and his brother would be at my uncle's,
yep.
be up front drinking beer with the kids unrestrained in the back of the pickup.
You know what that's called?
Oh, that's called child endangerment. They'll take your kids for that
yes.
today.
No, that's yep. called having fun.
Having fun.
Oh,
back
yeah.
to the
well,
pickup train.
That
was a blast. 239 Ask Mike all through the holidays, 7 days a week, 24/7. You're going to talk to him, and he's going to help you. Mike, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy the holiday.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Round.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Stan's Name That Movie. One of the prizes, Busch Gardens Christmastown. Today's category, movies featuring... who do I got? Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal movies. By the way, I wanted to ask you, I just got an emailer who thought what I was thinking, but I don't ever question you on music. Wasn't Lee Rocker the bass player for Stray Cats? And as soon as I heard,
Slim Jim Phantom the drummer?
I don't know why.
I got Slim Jim Phantom on my mind.
I think Lee Rocker was the bass player for the Stray Cats. The only reason I know that is because when they did the Showtime or HBO special when Carl Perkins was alive, Carl Perkins and Friends, the stand-up bass guy was Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats, is what I remember on that special.
I don't know. I just always thought Slim Jim Phantom was the coolest name.
It's a great name. Oh, by the way, our celebrity picture of the day, which you can find on 96krock.com. Annie and I have had the pleasure to meet so many people over the years. Today, from 2010, Pete Best, the original drummer from the Beatles.
Sat right here next to us.
Yep, and Pete Best, just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Talked to him for multiple segments. Was there we are with Pete. Hold on. Bring her down.
Loading.
There it is. I also put up a picture.
That guy was in the Beatles before it was cool.
Yeah, I also put up a picture. I sent you one, Rob, when he was with the Beatles. And a nice group photo of him, George, Paul, and John. When they were, when he was a member of the Beatles, he was the one that got him a gig to play.
Okay. Wait a second. We got to wait for Rob to sign into his email.
Sorry about that.
And then he's got to go through the website provider.
But,
and okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. Click stay signed on.
there he is.
Oh, there's a picture of the Beatles.
Yeah. And there's, Pete Best with the Beatles. He made it all the way to the Parlophone Studios at Abbey Road Studios, cut Love Me Do with the Beatles, and that's when Brian Epstein said, don't come back. And then they brought Ringo in to do another version of Love Me Do. But there are three versions of Love Me Do. The first one was with Pete Best. The second one was with a session drummer, and the third one was with Ringo. And I'll be hard-pressed to if you could tell the difference between all three of them, but they said Ringo was the better drummer. And Pete Best was sent on his way.
He was plucky.
Yep, plucky. Perfect for your drive home this afternoon. Things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Littleton Road and North Cleveland Avenue right by the Walgreens. Fort Myers crash. Underwood Drive and Horace Lane. And on Fort Myers Beach got a crash. 5th Street and Old San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes or less. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What's coming up? He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, nothing ruins a Thanksgiving dinner like a quick trip to the urgent care.
Oh, you got that right.
They've done a survey and asked people how many of you have had a family member severely injured carving a turkey?
Well, especially if you're using that electric knife. I know I'll be pulling mine out on Thursday, the old electric.
I think we'll all be pulling ours out on Thursday, Stan. What's the latest thing millennials want to ruin?
What?
Secret Santa.
Oh, I heard about that. It's stressful. Details in less than an hour. Ridiculous.
If you want a truly magical Christmas, well, of course, the first thing you do is look to the folks at Busch Beer. We'll tell you what they've come up with.
Damn right.
Homeless man returned a lost backpack and it saved his life. And see if you can guess what the man with the don't drink and drive bumper sticker is arrested for. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter, it is so very important each and every day. We try to provide a little bit with the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is Good Grief Day.
What? What?
Today is Good Grief Day.
All right, what does that mean?
Well, Stan, I'm glad you asked me that question. It's a day to celebrate Charles Schulz's birthday and the Peanuts franchise.
Oh, yeah, Peanuts special there. What is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown? Is that the one?
That's for Halloween.
Which one's for Thanksgiving?
The Thanksgiving. It's a Great Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. Good grief. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you probably didn't know about Charlie Brown.
Top things you probably didn't know about Charlie Brown.
You wouldn't believe it. What are the odds? But he's extremely allergic to peanuts.
Yep.
I gotta do this.
Hey, Buffalo Bob. You know, that's funny. Playing Buffalo Bob there, I was reading about Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan.
Yeah. Guest on this show.
And he was the original Clarabelle the Clown.
That is true.
Charlie Brown only has a crush on the little red-haired girl because her family has money and he's a social climber.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
This just in, even though his skills are well known to the rest of us, Charlie Brown was just signed to a 5-year contract by the Miami Dolphins. Kicker.
Yeah. No, I gotta do this. I do this.
Charles Schulz modeled Charlie Brown after himself. And Lucy after Hillary Clinton.
Ow! Jerry, you son of a...
Indeed.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown's biggest pet peeve?
Yeah.
Constantly being asked why he has a single pube hanging from his forehead. Pigpen sued Post Malone for copyright infringement.
Hey, that's true.
No, I'm not responding to him.
He stopped paying Lucy 5 cents for psychiatric advice when he located a dealer who turned him onto uppers.
Yep. Works every time.
You gotta be out of your mind.
Not a lot of people know this. The original title for Peanuts was Let's Teach Kids How to Wallow in Misery.
Yep.
Does not meet the smell test.
His shirt looks sort of like a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey, which may explain why Miles Garrett just hit him in the head with a helmet.
Oh!
I'm a strong black woman.
Well, you are a black woman. And finally, the very top thing you probably didn't know about Charlie Brown.
Yes.
He does not support Peppermint Patty's right to marry.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Uh, And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis!
And I will not be interrupted by Maxine Waters again. The most corrupt person in Congress ever.
I'm a strong black woman.
You're corrupt. Your whole family is corrupt.
They're Don't all, you dare talk to me like that.
They're all on the dole. And I cannot imagine what you're up to now that you chair the Finance Committee.
I'm a strong black woman.
Aren't you going to thank Hillary Clinton?
Or do Don't you have? Dare talk to me like that.
No, don't you tell her what to do. Let me hold on. Where is that?
I'm a strong black woman.
No. Yeah, you're insane is what you are.
Does not meet the smell test.
Oh, you're talking about Hunter Biden?
No, I'm not responding to him.
Okay, let's... ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Does not meet the smell test.
You asked me to remain silent, yet I'm constantly attacked by Maxine Waters.
I'm a strong black woman.
D, California. You know what the D stands for?
What?
Dummy.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you however I please. Get on your broom and get out of here.
This is from Meg.
How is she?
She's doing well. Thank you for asking.
Sorry, Haney. I was a little shook there with that Maxine Waters.
Yeah. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'm not sure if you and Haney touched on this. I know
you didn't touch anybody.
No.
Okay?
No. I know you heard the news about Prince Andrew. Is it true he was subpoenaed by the FBI to come to the U.S. to answer questions about Epstein? Here's another question I want to touch on. Hillary visited Princess Pushy in Frogmore. I have a feeling there is going to be something that is going to happen to Prince Andrew, and it's really going to shake up the royal family. I know Epstein and Prince Andrew were buddy-buddy. Do you know if Prince Andrew had a myriad of run-ins with the Clintons? If you can shed some light on this, I'd greatly appreciate it. Love the show. Signed, Meg.
Very interesting, the power plays going on right now in the royal family.
Oh, yes.
And Charles is behind it. Charles saw to it that Andrew was removed.
Yes, he did.
Favorite son, my eye.
Yep.
And then he goes to his son, William, and goes, "You must dominate your brother. If you want the throne, let nothing stand in your way." "You're right, father. We must cut Harry off."
It's going on. That's going on.
"In our world, son, there is no Andrew. There is no Harry. There is only the proper line of the monarchy."
Stan's name that movie
waited
is next.
40 years for this
Waited
moment.
A long time.
He can't even have that silly flag over his cottage anymore.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Stan's Name That Movie, moments away and about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. But before we do movies, by the way, up for grabs, we got Busch Gardens, we got Twin Peaks calendars, Firehouse subs, pewter mug, barbecue saw, Everblades tickets. Your job is to name the movie, but before we do that, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, three things on the board right now. North Fort Myers got a crash, 500 block of Pine Island Road right by the Walmart Supercenter. Fort Myers, crash. The 8800 block of College Parkway. And in Bonita, got a crash. The 9000 block of Bonita Beach Road Southeast, right by Accessories. What's ETC stand for?
Etc.
There you go. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips today. We're featuring Billy Crystal. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. Let me put the phones on lockdown. If you identify the film, you haven't won anything in the last 60 days, you will have your choice, winner's choice, while they last, of the following prizes. A 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Maybe you'd like $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. Maybe you would enjoy a Firehouse gift card for Fort Myers or Cape Coral. We have the 2020 Twin Peaks calendar. 12 months of beautiful ladies.
Ah, you can't beat that.
A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Christmas Town. Going on now through January 6th, they include a parking pass. And a pair of tickets, your choice, to an upcoming Everblades game. Especially with a little time off, you go and watch a little hockey. Pick the game you want to go to. If we have the tickets and we got them all, you got them. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. Billy Crystal Movies. Movie clip number one. Identify this Billy Crystal film.
Now, mostly dead, he's slightly alive. Now, all dead. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing that you can do.
What's that?
Go through his clothes and look for loose change.
Hey! Hello in there! Hey! What's so important? What you got here that's worth living for?
True love.
True love. You heard him? You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
Yes, honey. True love is the greatest thing in the world. Except for a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes ripe. They're so perky. I love that. But that's not what he said. He distinctly said to blave. And as we all know, to blave means to bluff. Huh? So you're probably playing cards and he cheated.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be dead anymore.
You never had it so good.
True love. He said true love, Max.
Don't say another word, Valerie.
He's afraid. Ever since Prince Humperdinck fired him, his confidence is shattered.
Why'd you say that name? You promised me that you would never say that name.
What? Humperdinck? Humperdinck! Humperdinck! Humperdinck!
Stegen!
Humperdinck!
I'm not listening!
Name the movie. Phone lines are released 277-9600. Lots of prizes up for grabs. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Joel.
Joel, ahoy. Can you name the movie?
Princess Bride.
It is The Princess Bride. You are absolutely correct. What Fantastic. Would you like?
You said Universal or Busch Gardens?
Busch Gardens.
I'll take it.
You got him. Hold on.
Thank you.
Simple as that. Movie clip number two, Billy Crystal Movies. Name it.
Mrs. Lift, I know you don't want to hear this now. I know you don't want to hear anything derogatory about your son, Mrs. Lift, and I understand that. Because he's not a bad man, Mrs. Lift. He's a nice man, actually. He is a lunatic, though, Mrs. Lift. He's a lunatic. And, see, I don't have to be here now, Mrs. Lift. I could be in Mexico. I could be out of all of this. I'm only here to stop him. How do you say this, Mrs. Lift? Listen to me. Mrs. Lift, your son killed my wife, and now he wants me to kill you. Mrs. Lift. I'm going to go read the paper now, and I'm just glad we had this chance to talk.
277-9600. Name the Billy Crystal film. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, can you do it?
Yeah, Throw Mama from the Train.
It is Throw Mama from the Train. Awesome. What would you like?
You still got Busch Gardens?
I don't have Busch Gardens. Just gave them away. I got Everblades. I got Twin Peaks Calendar, Firehouse Subs, Pewter Mug, Barbecue Saw.
Let's do Firehouse Subs.
Absolutely. Firehouse Subs coming your way in either Fort Myers or Cape Coral. Hold on. Nice job. Throw Mama from the Train. Incidentally, again, post-production work. The snoring was in the studio done with by my friend Mark Haney right there. Very, very
I appreciate
good.
You noticing. You know, a lot of people consider it a disability.
Yep.
I consider it art.
Yep. The unique sounds, the
you know,
little idiosyncrasies, the...
I
the nuances
may have gotten a bad break.
Movie clip number 3.
But I've got an awful lot to live for.
Yep. And just around the corner, there's another snoring voiceover. Billy Crystal movies. Clip number 3. Name it.
Getting ready to shave?
You make a lot of smart remarks at my expense, don't you?
I'm joking. I do it with everybody. It's just my way.
I don't understand that way. Put that away. Said, put that away.
Hey, you know, the first time I tried to talk to you, you embarrassed me. So I teased you a little bit, which maybe I shouldn't have done. So I'm sorry. But now you're sitting over there playing with your knife, trying to frighten me. Which you're doing a good job. But if you're gonna kill me, get on with it. If not, shut the hell up. I'm on vacation.
277-9600. What movie is that? What Billy Crystal movie is that? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, ahoy, this is Greg.
Roger that, over.
All right, Apollo, come in.
Yes, I guess we're coming from the dark side of the moon. Roger, hello.
Yes, it's City Slickers.
Yes, yes, it's City Slickers.
Can you give us an idea of what does it look like out there?
Oh, my God, we've lost communication. What would you like?
I sorry, guys, I'm in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I get a lot of people calling in the car. These hasn't sound this bad. Again, they had better communications.
Tranquility Base, come in.
Apollo 11. What would you like?
I will take... Pewter North, please.
Pewter Mug North.
Can you please say it's a small step for man?
It's a small step for man. Giant and it, step for mankind.
Hold on.
Dead on.
Thank you, Neil.
Now you tell me how they could have faked that.
Yeah. You know? Jeez. Seriously, there was better communication coming from the moon. We're up to movie clip number 4. Name this Billy Crystal film and get yourself a prize.
You don't know how long I've wanted to do that, Sullivan.
Mike? Look, it's not that I don't care about the kid.
Mike, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I was just mad, that's all. I needed some time to think. But you shouldn't have left me out there.
I'm being attacked.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to be honest. Just hear me out. Look, you and I are a team. Nothing is more important than our friendship. I know, kid. He's too sensitive. Come on, pal. If you start crying, I'm going to cry, and I'll never get through this. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you, but I am now. Hey, Sully, I am bearing my soul here. The least you can do is pay attention. Oh! Hey, look at that. It's Randall. It's...
Come on! Get up! There can't be any witnesses.
There won't be.
Oh, my daughter loved that film when it came out. 277-9600 Billy Crystal. What movie is that? What is that movie? Jeez, you're going to tell me that there's nothing wrong with this.
That was just a test pattern from a satellite.
Yep. Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah, ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Nathan.
Nathan, can you name that movie?
Yes, I can. It's Monsters, Inc.
It is Monsters, Inc. Are you over the age of 18?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 18.
Well done.
What year were you born?
2001.
Jeez. Stop hassling him.
I'm going to find out, man.
He's a big winner.
I'm going to go and put him in the computer, and then he's going to have to get his dad to go and vouch for
him. Oh, stop
it. What would you like?
What is there?
Jeez. What station are you listening to?
96.1.
And who are the hosts?
I have no idea. I just heard it, and I called in.
Here it is.
You know, when I was his age, yeah. I've been doing this full-time for 2 years.
Yeah, I know. Hi, my name is Stan.
Hi, Stan.
My friend Haney over here.
Hi, Amy.
You know what we were doing in 2001?
What?
Sitting right here.
Wow.
Yep. You know what we were doing in 1991? Sitting what? Right here. What? So what do you... I got Everblades tickets. I have... you're 18. You want the 2020 Twin Peaks calendar girl calendar?
Sure.
All right, hold
hey,
on.
Hey, would you tell your a-hole buddies to listen to us?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right, there we go, yeah. See?
All right, you're a big winner. Hold on.
There's our future.
Yeah. Jeez.
God bless him.
Yeah. Well, at least he was spinning the dial. Got it locked in.
See? There we go. Problem solved,
yep.
Stan.
Yep. All right. I guess I'm obligated to play this Billy Crystal clip. It's probably one of the most famous.
Oh.
So everybody can be a winner. This is the last one. Name this movie.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Of course not. You're out the door too fast.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
I mean, how do I know I know?
Because they...
Yes, because they...
How do you know that they're really...
What are you saying? That they fake orgasm?
It's possible.
Get out of here.
Why? Most women at one time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Right. That's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it never happened to them, and most women at one time or another have done it, so you do the math.
You don't think that I can tell the difference?
No.
Get out of here.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh.
Are you okay?
Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
What an actress.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh, God.
I'll have what she's having.
It's a boy.
Yep. Congratulations. Have a cigar. Name the movie. And in part of naming the movie, it would be nice to name the hosts of the show.
At least they got the station right.
Yep. What does it say there? 96.1. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mahogany.
Your name's Mahogany?
Yes.
And what station are you listening to?
96 K Rock.
and who are the hosts of the show?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my sweetheart.
I can feel the love.
Yeah, I can feel it right there.
My dad's been listening to y'all for way too long.
Oh, God bless him. You know, we love to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad goes listening to us, and I bet you your grandpa listened too.
Yeah.
What would you like?
Hold it.
I haven't even asked you what the name of the movie is.
Oh. It's How Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, that's pretty.
How? Hold it, what? Just instead of saying how, say when.
Oh, when.
When Harry met Sally.
Is your dad there?
Yes.
Put him on the phone.
Your dad. He's nervous.
He's nervous. You're not, though.
He wants to talk to you.
Put him on the phone. Mahogany, put him on the phone.
Yellow.
Hey, yellow. Who's this?
This is that crazy girl's daddy.
And how long have you been listening?
Oh, since you guys were on Kiss.
Oh, jeez. That goes
God
back to...
God bless you.
That goes... Do you know, next month, that's going to be 30 years.
Oh, jeez. I don't even want to hear it.
What would you like? What would you like for your daughter?
She said Everglades tickets.
Oh, does she want it? Absolutely. And I'm going to send you over to Rob and...
Consider it done.
And pick the game you want to go to, okay?
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
And you tell Mahogany, tell her to keep listening to the show. We want to take it to the next generation.
I twist her arm every chance I get.
Hold on, buddy. All right, there you go. Haney, a little outro, please.
You know, that's always great. You know, you get a peppy young lady calling in and going, of course I know who you are, Stan and Haney. My dad's listened to you forever. Takes the wind right out of your sails.
Yes, sure does.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Billy Crystal. Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to the films of Crystal Gale.
I think there's only one or two.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news in just seconds. We'll also update you on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show, and he will take you through your Tuesday night. I'm just looking for something. Sorry. Not that. By the way, Dave, you know, was here earlier today. And if there's one thing that we share, and it ain't much, I'll tell you that right now, it ain't much, is our
brainstem.
Yes. We share a brainstem. We
that
each have
reptilian
similar,
part yep, of the brain.
Have similar brainstems.
Mm-hmm.
Then it changes once it gets into the full cranium. Our love of...
Well, a lot of similarities in the spinal cord.
Yes.
When you get up around there. That just, bunch of neurons
that's
there.
That's the same.
Yeah.
But our love of classic cars from when we were young. You had a Camaro. I had a Camaro. I had a Roadrunner for a while. I had a Monte Carlo. And we were looking at it
but
today.
But that's back when cars were something else. They had a different emotional response for
us. He and I were looking at YouTube videos, and I remember when I was in high school. Now, I had a nice car, you know, whether it was the Roadrunner or the Camaro or the Uncle Monty. But one of the cars that I loved, and if you can get them today, you just worry about it. The 1977 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. And we were watching in the other room the videos of people, you know, classic car dealerships selling these cars where they pop the hood on them and they go right through the interior and all that stuff. And I say to myself, these were magnificent automobiles. These were magnificent. We also were looking at a 72 Grand Torino. And then we had the
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. And then we checked, they had the 75 Grand Torino, which a little bit different, but all of those vehicles at that time, you know, and I look at that Cutlass, I would go and get rid of any vehicle I had right now to have a completely restored Cutlass Supreme. What an awesome automobile. And a trunk on that thing, you could put 5 bodies in there.
Yeah. What about a Buick Grand National? Would that grab you?
Buick, an old Skylark, like an old Buick Skylark from, like, say, the early 70s. These were just amazing automobiles. And he started bragging about identifying the engines underneath them and then that's when I lost him, because he didn't know what he was talking about. But just beauty. The Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. I remember when I was in high school and I said, that's the car. That is one of the most beautiful automobiles on the face of the earth. And, you know, somebody in the group, you know, had one. Just a great time, great memories. Of those automobiles.
We don't feel that way about cars anymore.
We don't.
And I don't even mean us. I mean, I think people now just, and it's the car industry's fault. People view it as just transportation.
Yep.
We worshipped those friggin' cars.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Because they were worthy.
And they just, the lines on the automobile, the whole style, of the way they... Let's get you updated on traffic, because I'm getting mad. Start thinking about that time. That was great times. Traffic brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers. Break stuff up, and I mean just smash it without getting in trouble. AmRageRoom.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right. North Fort Myers crash, 500 block of Pine Island Road right by the Walmart. And then this one, crash Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and Gateway Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Eric Severide, Phil Jones, Dan Rather, Fred Graham, Terry Drinkwater at El Toro Marine Base, California, and David Culhane in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, November 26th.
Double MXIX. Sound like it is. I'm Mark Haney.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Yeah.
What was the meaning of that?
You were going through the whole thing. You didn't say anything. I'd do it for you.
Christ's sake. Well, I'll just write that down to you. Okay. Feeling a bit frisky today.
No.
I'll not take that personally.
Well, I don't want you to take it personally, but you should take it with some seriousness when you the mic's open and you're not saying anything. Never known you to be mic shy.
What happens if one day I've determined I've just said enough?
Both of us are just about there.
You know, you hear about these yo-yos and weirdos that want to go die on Mount Everest.
Yep.
How much Jack is involved in that?
A lot of money, from what I understand, because you got to book it and pay for the right to do that. And then you got those Sherpas that they have to be paid and all. I think it's a lot of money.
Forget about just getting there. Let's assume you've got the money to make it to Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Once you get there, between permits, insurance, supplies, gear, and guides, it can vary wildly, and I would just guess it's the sort of thing you don't want to do on a budget.
You don't want to skimp.
But it's up to you. It'll cost you between $30,000 and $130,000 to climb Mount Everest.
A lot of other things I'd rather spend that money on.
You're spending that amount of money, and if you make a serious dent in that mountain, you're pretty much paying all that money so that you feel like I'm going to die.
Yep. Get to that level where the oxygen level is thin.
Now, you might make it and make it all the way back down, but I would imagine for a good chunk of that,
do you think you're going to die?
Yeah.
Up. Yep.
And quite frankly, wouldn't there be a better way to spend that money?
Yes, like on a fully restored Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Exactly.
1977.
Or a Grand National.
Yep.
Now, if you have that kind of money and all you're looking for is to feel like you're going to die, just contact Stan and I.
Yep.
We have a dark room with a single bulb. And we can give you the same thrill.
Yep. That creepy feeling of, am I going to make it?
And if you got a little extra, we'll have you give you the extra treatment of being thrown in the trunk of a Grand National and brought to us.
Yep.
Ah, Thanksgiving.
Ah, yeah.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like an emergency trip to the urgent care.
It's going to happen.
15% of people say someone in their family has been severely injured attempting to carve a turkey at Thanksgiving.
Yep. Tells you, electric knife. Like butter.
Now, one of the most dangerous parts of Thanksgiving, other than carving the turkey, your dinner table conversation.
Yeah.
If you want to be safe, there are only three things, according to this survey, that are safe to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Good news about the family, and be careful with that.
Because, might make some people jealous.
Because it may not be universally interpreted as good news. But they say there are only three things that you can talk about safely. Good news about the family.
Yeah.
Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
And looking forward to doing the same thing at Christmas. And then by the time Christmas rolls around, I guess it would be good news about the family and plans for the new year.
Yep.
Other than that, keep your mouth shut.
And even that is...
Oh, it's a minefield.
A minefield, those three.
You know what I'm dealing with right now. It should be good news.
Minefield. It's true.
Nothing but good news.
Good news. It's going to make somebody upset because they're jealous, and it's another member of the family who always gets the good stuff. Black Friday, you're going to get the ones up there that are going to say, it's ridiculous. Stores should be closed. What are you talking about? Then you get the other side. Oh, well, we like going for our Black Friday. We like to go in and do that stuff. And do this again at Christmas? No. Most people just want to get it over with.
And you see what the stores are doing now?
What?
It used to be that Black Friday was something and that they'd open at midnight.
Yeah.
Then it started inching closer where they'd open at 10 on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
Now you've got some stores that are open on Thanksgiving at 2 p.m., some at 3 p.m.,
sure.
And then a ton of them open at 5.
Yep.
Didn't used to be that way.
No, it did. Everything used to be closed. I grew up in Connecticut where they back in the day, they had the blue laws. And everything was closed on Sunday every single week.
What is left now? Christmas Day? Is that really the only day?
Yeah, I think so. Christmas Day, a lot of stuff's closed.
I mean, if you work in retail, would it be true that Christmas Day itself is the only thing you can really expect to get off?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know in my career, I've had to work Christmas Day.
You and me both.
And it sucks.
Yes.
Matter of fact, nearly got myself killed on a Christmas morning.
Going to work?
Coming from work.
Uh-huh.
I had worked midnight to 8 Christmas Day and was trying to drive about 30, 40 miles home to be there when my little brother and sister got up. And I was in the Camaro, and I remember I was on A1A, and a couple of miles passed, and I don't know what happened to him.
You just blacked out for like a few miles.
Oh, yeah, because this schedule I was working, I didn't get any sleep, and I just all of a sudden went, oh, you're driving.
Yeah. I do that going home. Well, I'll do it tonight, probably.
Well, once you get good at it, it's perfectly safe. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Your best giveaway this Thanksgiving weekend is with Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. This weekend, with your purchase of $1,000 or more, the Diamond District will give you free Apple AirPods along with a free bottle of Dom Perignon champagne. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds and diamond jewelry in all of Southwest Florida, with prices as competitive as the most aggressive in the world. If you're thinking of getting engaged for Christmas or want to put something bright and sparkling in her stocking, now is the perfect time to buy. Picture the smile on her face when she unwraps her present to find a beautiful diamond bracelet or stunning diamond earrings. Maybe it's the ring she's always wanted. Then later in the evening, you can toast the occasion with the Dom Perignon champagne that Jason and Todd gave you with your purchase. This Thanksgiving weekend, visit the Diamond District, and with your purchase of $1,000 or more, you'll receive free Apple AirPods and a free bottle of Dom Perignon champagne.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Back in 2017, a family in Greenville, South Carolina, lost a backpack.
Mm.
And a homeless man named Ben Williams found it. Ben was what doctors call all effed up on drugs at that time.
That's what they call it.
And pretty desperate. But even in Ben's drug-addled mind, he had an urge to do the right thing. And with his occupation at that time being all effed up on drugs, he had plenty of time on his hands. So he rode his bike and then walked 7 miles to return it. Guess they had to abandon the bike.
Yeah. Chain fell off.
Yeah, and when you're drug-addled, that's just...
Yep. Try putting that back together.
Yep. Well, you have to be on a specific drug before you want to take bicycles apart and put them back together.
Take them apart.
Yep.
Tough putting them back together, aren't they?
Yep. We have no way of knowing.
No.
But you could see how it could happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's on his way to return the backpack, and then he gets an urge to take his bicycle apart, the one that he's riding. Hey, it happens.
Mm-hmm. I know it does.
Well, shortly thereafter, Ben wound up getting arrested for drugs and was headed off to jail. But the family that he had helped out by returning the backpack volunteered to sponsor him. A very wise move. They're people just like us.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and put our reputations on the line.
Yep.
Because of that, the judge had him go through addiction counseling, meaning he could avoid jail as long as he stayed clean because these nice, normal people wanted him to get a break.
Yeah.
Well, it's now 2 years later, and Ben graduated from the F-Up program. He says the whole thing has been like a rebirth, and he's so excited about his future now. Can you guess what his next goal in life is?
What's that?
He wants to be an addiction recovery coach.
There we go.
There's your good news.
Yeah, once you get a smell of that stuff cooking.
Say, if you've been racking your brain because you want to give someone as much beer as possible for cheap this Christmas, a magical solution has appeared.
What's that?
The good people at Busch just created a new flannel Christmas stocking that's 5 effing feet long and insulated on the inside.
Oh, I want one of those.
They say you can fit a full 12-pack inside the insulated stocking and keep them cool for up to 4 hours.
Kick ass.
If you're interested, you can grab one for $20 at Busch's very popular online store. Yeah,
thought it would be something for free, like a perk.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you mean like some sort of loyalty gift?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Kids, you don't want to grow up to be 56-year-old Sergio Ferraria from Largo, Florida.
No.
Sergio thinks ahead. Sergio likes to drink. And he doesn't want to drink at home. He's a social being.
Yeah.
And so he knows he's at risk for getting pulled over for a DUI. How does Sergio mitigate his risk of being pulled over?
How?
He places a bumper sticker that says, "Don't drink and drive," on his car. Okay. That'll throw him off.
Yep.
On Friday night, Sergio, feeling very confident in himself, borderline genius if you ask him.
Yeah.
He was... driving his truck and rear-ended a car that was stopped at a light. When the police got there, they could very clearly see the bumper sticker that said, "Don't drink and drive," which should have said, "Hey, it can't be his fault."
No.
But it turned out Sergio was drunk. Mm-hmm. Sergio then weighed his options. Well, plan A with the bumper sticker didn't work. He went with plan B.
What was that?
See, he knew when the officer asked him, have you had anything to drink tonight?
Right.
He would get nowhere by denying it. So, using all that brain power, Sergio, they didn't see this coming, admitted he had, in fact, enjoyed 4 18- to 20-ounce cans of Busch Light, which, you know, that's not enough to even affect him.
Right.
Somehow, he was still arrested for DUI.
You're kidding me.
Despite all of his plans.
There he is. There's Mr. Suave.
Rico.
Yeah. Very Rico Suave.
Boy, I'm surprised they got him.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, Rollvember 26.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah. And God bless little Marky Haney. He did really good.
Yep. I'm just looking at Rico Suave over there, the last of the Latin lovers. Finally got caught.
Yeah. It's a shock. I mean, that's bulletproof.
Yeah.
You put a don't drink and drive sticker on there. That's, hey, don't pull that one over.
No, that's a good citizen right there. That's a law-abiding citizen.
Yep. You top that off with, you know, a fraternal order of police thing, and you're bulletproof.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Throw on a My Kid's an Honor Student. They don't even see you.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming in at 6 o'clock, and he is going to take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, get you updated. All right, let's start. Fort Myers got a crash. Whiskey Creek Drive and College Parkway in Bonita Springs got a crash. Burnwood Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And one more for you. Fort Myers Beach crash, Estero Boulevard and Tropical Shores Way. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit, huh?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
It's Bobby Miyamoto. It's Japanese. People always say, you don't seem Japanese. I'm totally Japanese. I love drinking sake. So sometimes when I talk, I slur. And the reason why is I had a stroke last year. I'm not making up. It's true. I'm fine now. Thanks for your concern. I really did. I had a stroke. When I tell people, they always say, are you sure you had a stroke? You seem a little young. Well, first of all, I'm Japanese, so I'm 90 years old. But I did. I had a stroke. And when I started to recover, people would tell me how lucky I am because I had lost like a lot of feeling on my right side. But after a couple of weeks, it started to come back. And people would say how lucky I am. They would be like, you're like a lottery winner. Not quite. Also, I don't think when someone actually wins the lottery, they say, hey, this is just like coming back from a stroke. But a stroke, it changes you. Like, for me, it recalibrated my brain. Like, I used to be an inconsiderate person, but the stroke gave me a lot more empathy. So now whenever I see, like, a rude guy, I always think to myself, that dude needs to have a stroke.
have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. You had left some food at Haney's house, and he didn't know about it.
Yeah, man. I figured you'd check, man.
But see, I'm not in the interest in the details of this. I'm interested in what you did, which is causing the trouble.
No, it's not.
So he goes and takes the food out of the microwave that's turned.
Yeah.
He comes to the radio station with the food that he removed that was old from your microwave
that was supposed to be like 2 days worth of food for me.
He comes up to the back with the truck, lights are shining in the woods over by the dumpster. Not his friend raccoon, a dumpster full of raccoons.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Feeds them.
He's out back last night with huge coons, and he's feeding them, and he's talking to them.
Massive amounts of pork, hanging out.
Basically saying, come to the radio station. Yeah. Do you know they'll get up in the roof?
What am I supposed to do with all of that extra barbecue that
I
had?
And you feed it to the coons.
Yeah, and then the coons will process it and turn it into fertilizer for plants. It's the miracle of life.
How do you figure that's a miracle of life? They're going to come around. He's telling me, this is like the big hotel for them now.
Yeah.
They got luxury living now. Yeah, and you know what they're going to do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to get up in the ceiling.
They're definitely going to, if they're not already in that couch.
Yeah, they're nesting. They're putting a litter down there. They're
going to
get up in the building.
So, no, they're not. They're going to stay over where the food's at.
Can I tell you something?
Now, would rats,
they had that garlic bread.
Would rats live side by side, or would they avoid raccoons?
They would avoid the raccoon.
I'd rather have the raccoon.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Then a rat?
Okay, I got to
Stan, I'm not talking about my house. It's just here.
You don't want it here. Let me explain something.
Because I don't like the rats.
You get a raccoon up there, they will tear it up. A rat will nest and urinate and stink up the place.
Yeah, just look at the ceiling tiles.
A coon up there will tear it up. They will make big holes up there so that they can have their escape routes. They will tear up the insulation.
Just a little remodeling.
Remodel!
For their convenience.
And you're out there feeding. And you know what they are?
Bro.
Rabies carriers.
I know.
A rat doesn't carry rabies.
A raccoon does. I don't know.
You want to make a bet?
I don't know. Rats carry the plague.
Rats carry the plague. Yes, they do. Well, the fleas on them do. Here's a little tip for everybody. Your bucktooth varmints, your mices, your rodents, your chipmunks, your woodchucks, all these types are not rodent or... rabies carriers, your bats, which aren't rodents, your coons, which aren't rodents,
dogs,
they'll carry rabies. Your bucktooth varmint friends are not rabies carriers.
But they carry lots of other things,
like the plague.
Yep. Like there's a little New Mexico titmouse that'll kill you dead because it's just full of breeding bacteria.
Oh yeah. Well, but same thing. A possum, which isn't a rodent, they bite you. You'll probably die because of the bacteria in their mouths.
And they got huge teeth. I mean, they've got like the teeth of a friggin' lion, and you'd never know it.
So you're out there. Come here, kitten.
Yeah.
Have another.
Have some green beans.
What did they like the best?
Oh, the pulled pork. Yeah, they don't like the sliced pork. They like the pulled pork in a pile. And then you take it off the bun and you stick it on the concrete.
They'll come right down.
Well,
practically
like
eat
cat
out of
food.
Your hand.
Yeah.
Eat right
and
out of your hand.
And then you set the bun to the side, and then I opened up green beans, baked beans, macaroni and cheese.
Is there anything they didn't like?
No, they were scarfing, man. They were making all kind of crazy noises.
They even eat that macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
I told you never to get that again.
I know, man, but
they liked it, huh?
They loved it.
Yeah, they're not going to go and be picky about it.
No.
What did you do? Food swap with them? Get a little food in your mouth and swap it over to them?
I've told you. All raccoons are doing right now, they're on a charm offensive. Because they're trying to get to the same level as cats and dogs.
They won't.
where people go, oh, raccoons are smart enough to be around us. They amuse us.
They'll turn on you, too.
Yeah, but so will a Doberman.
Had a, when I lived up in Connecticut, had...
And you're sitting here going, oh, it'll turn on you. What kind of cat you got?
Well, it turned...
It would never turn on you, would it?
But raccoons, they had them. They used to raise raccoons, the Bear family up in Canton. And they had raccoons. They'd have them on leashes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what?
Who was it?
Didn't
Silent Cal have one in the White House?
They had to get rid of them.
Why?
They turned on... At a certain age, they always have the instinct, the wild instinct.
Hmm.
And they're nice when they're little babies. And when they get older, they'll turn on you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.